Hey guys, you're listening to the Weekday Podcast, and we're thrilled you're here today as we think about this one idea in relationship and one powerful truth that can help make the difference in any marriage, any serious, significant relationship. And it's this idea of choosing the one. There's something about going public. There's something about going on the record. There's something about removing all other options and saying, I am in this with this one person. Now, last Sunday, we talked about this in detail in our Sunday sermon, but here's the idea. Relationships all around us are in trouble. I mean, they really are. Relationships are struggling. Depending on what stat you look at, most of them say roughly that 50% of marriages just aren't making it. And I think as a society, we've gotten used to that. I think as a society, we've just grown numb to that. But in any other area of our life, if there was a 50% chance that something would go wrong, we would pay attention. If there's a 50% chance today that you would be in a crazy car wreck today, you would do something different. If there's a 50% chance today that the food you're going to eat for lunch would put you in the hospital, you would probably make a different decision. Well, I want to encourage us over the next couple of podcasts that there are some decisions that we can make when it comes to marriage, when it comes to the most important earthly relationship. And the first decision that we'll talk about today is that idea of choosing the one. Back in Genesis chapter 2, God had created everything. And every time God created something, he said, it is good. I mean, everything was great. It was an amazing environment in the Garden of Eden. And yet, after God said everything is good, in Genesis 2, verse 18, he looks at Adam and he says, but it is not good. Do you hear that? It is not good that a man should be alone, but I will make him a helper that is fit for him. So God looks in this perfect environment and he looks at this man that he had created, and yet there was something missing. There was something that Adam did not have to be able to fully realize what God had created him to do. And God says, it is not good that you should be alone. So after that, God parades every animal in front of Adam. And Adam has the opportunity to name every single one of them. And yet at the end of that, in verse 20, it says, but for Adam, there was not found a helper that was fit for him. Adam looked at every single thing that God had created, every single animal that God had created. He named them one by one by one. And at the end of that, he was still empty. At the end of that, he was still missing something. And so God puts him to sleep. He pulls out a rib and he creates woman. And the moment that Adam wakes up, it says in Genesis 2:23, he sees her and he says, this at last. He'd been looking for something. He said, this at last is bone of my bones. This is flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. This is a beautiful picture that God saw an unmet need in Adam's life, and God himself met that need by creating for him a woman. Well, I want to encourage you, if you are married, there's something about this that when Adam looks at Eve, he's like, you're the one. You're the one. You're the one that is meant for me. And at the moment you say, I do, that person you said, I do, becomes the one. They are the one. They are the person that God has placed you with. They are the only legitimate source of romance for you. So a couple of tips about that. One is to put out old flames. If you want to have a great marriage, you've got to get rid of anything that would distract you from having a great marriage. And one of those, honestly, is social media. Some stats say that one-third of divorces started by a little flirting, a little reconnecting on Facebook, and that is crazy. People get to a point in life where they're discontent and they feel the strain of life and all the responsibilities. And if they're not careful, they'll go on Facebook, they'll reconnect with somebody from years and years ago. And it starts out innocently enough. It starts out as a small thing, but over time, emotionally, they get connected to that person. And then later, physically. And so my encouragement is A, to put out old flames, and then B, don't play with fire. Playing it with fire is flirting. And I think everybody enjoys getting somebody else's attention. That's fun. We like that. But man, flirting is dangerous. It really is. And so if we want to have a great relationship, if we want to have a great marriage, we have to choose the one. We get rid of all alternatives. We get rid of any backup plan. We get that person that comes to mind that you're like, hey, I wonder what it would be like to kind of get rid of that relationship, burn it to the ground, so that you can be all in with your one. There's a phrase that's called burn the ships, and it actually comes from the Spanish conquistador Hernando Cortes. He landed in Mexico in 1519. He had a few hundred men. He had 11 ships, and his plan was to seize the great treasures there. But what he recognized is they were outnumbered. And what he recognized is in their history for the last six centuries, anytime they were outnumbered and they were sort of in a dangerous situation, their country's history was to retreat. Well, Hernando Cortes didn't want them to retreat. He wanted them to be all in. So the moment they landed on the shore, he turned to his guys and he says, "I want you to burn the ships." They're like, "What? I mean, why would we do that?" He's like, "Burn the ships." And he said, "If we're going to leave on ships, we're going to leave on their ships." Man, think about that when it comes to your marriage. Burn the ships. Burn every other alternative plan. Burn everything that would get in the way and say, "You're the one." In fact, if you're a guy, I want to encourage you today. Look your wife in the eyes and say, "You're the one for me. I am all in." And give her a big hug and a kiss. That's a great way to have a great marriage. Hey, I'm going to see you back here on Thursday with another edition of the podcast, and we'll pick this idea up. If you missed Sunday's message, you can catch the replay either through the resource section of our website or through the replay section on our church app. And I would encourage you, even if you're not married, to allow these truths to help shape the way that you view the most important earthly relationship you'll have with your spouse. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.